Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us for this Sunday syndicated broadcast. We'll be live here for the next 2 hours till 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific. And we're going to have wide open phones throughout the transmission. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525 or locally in Central Texas. If you're listening to us out of the station that we transmit from, that this broadcast originates from, 836-0590 for KLBJ 590 AM. All right, here are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stacks of news I have in front of me. One is all the new 9/11 inside job developments. From Rosie O'Donnell announcing that she's going to leave The View this week. What's really behind that? To John Kerry last Sunday being here in Austin, Texas, and talking about Building 7 being a controlled demolition. We'll be covering that later in the second hour. In the first hour, the Wall Street Journal has reported, as well as the Associated Press, Yahoo News, and Reuters, that global warming could be halted by government weather control. And then they go on to admit chemtrails or aerosol spraying in the skies. Oh, my goodness. Huge developments. We'll be going over that for you. Also, how the whole global warming movement, man-made global warming movement, is nothing but a push for taxation. In fact, I have up on the screen in front of me the Weather Channel, and I've been sitting here for about 45 minutes getting ready, and I've seen already two news reports on global warming and how we must have a global tax to save us from it. So we'll talk about what's really behind the endless hype for man-made global warming and how even the supposed solution to it, if you even believe it's man-made, which of course it isn't, is a fraud. It is the dream of the New World Order for over a century to have a world tax, and they need a crisis, some way to get the public ninnying and rubbing their hands together, and climactic climate change is going to be their main mode, that and the war on terror and several other big fear-mongering issues. Also, Bush is now yet again pushing total blanket, complete amnesty for all illegal aliens in the country. And they then have the liberal shills come out in protest against it. That then fools conservatives, it's all staged, into thinking that Bush is actually for national sovereignty and for controlling our borders. And when you see Bush on CNN or Fox or hear him on the radio, and I've been monitoring the news this weekend, they come out and say, Bush wants to get tough on illegal immigration. And you'll hear a clip of the president saying, it's time to do something about it. Everybody knows it's broken. His answer would be like if you had a leg chopped off. You're bleeding to death. His answer is not put a tourniquet on it. It's chop the other leg off and cut your head off while it's at it. But again, they know the general public, completely dumbed down, just hears the slogans and the terms, total deception. But we'll go over what's really happening with that. The euro rises to record high versus the dollar. It's never, no currency has never been in the last 100 years this strong against the dollar. The dollar is tanking. Last week it went down a cent a day. That is massive, ladies and gentlemen. The slide is now straight down, and we will break down exactly what that means and how it dovetails with economic growth in first quarter slows to 1.3%. And if you understand that inflation is actually at over 10% right now, I know the official number says 4.5, but the official number also says unemployment's at 3%. Because they don't count you once you've been off the rolls for 6 months. So we'll talk about some of the real economic information. Also, big-time war propaganda right now to keep the Iraq war going. The Democrats are involved in ultra-massive dog and pony shows right now, convincing the public and the planet that they're actually trying to stop the war. We'll break down that dog and pony show for you as well. Again, the toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525 or 836-0590. I know we have a lot of calls that want to get on board and get on air. We'll be doing that, but let me tell you the other bit of news I have for you. It's a large stack. This is just stuff that happened in the last week. In fact, some of it just came out in the last 2 days. And we'll be covering this pretty much exclusively, that and 9/11, in the second hour today. About 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago, Luke Radowski, who is a reporter for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, he called in at the end of the show but was unable to get on air, my weekday show that I do, the syndicated show I've been doing for 10 years now, or 9 years. And he called in and he said that he had been detained for an hour and had his camera and phone taken, that they'd called him a terrorist. And then I was busy with other projects, didn't get to watching the video once he uploaded it a few days later to YouTube. Then I went out of town and then to business in Los Angeles. And I just got back the other night and saw this, and it completely freaked me out. I've never seen anything this bad dealing with the police state in America and the total Sovietization of our society. And that video is up on PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com. Easiest place to find is JonesReport.com. It's been up now for about 3 days, and it's still up on the main page, front and center. You can't miss it. Headline, and it's all on video. Now see, what's scary about this is the cops, we know mafia-type police in major cities have been doing this for a long time, 70, 80 years, but they never did it on video before. It's kind of like FEMA. I have FEMA on tape saying all Christians are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, anyone who's for private property are terrorists. This is all intensified under Bush. You think it's under Hillary and Bill, and it was bad under them, but it's gotten far worse. It's all part of, it's just lip service when they tell you they're Christian folks. The real enemy, though, is Christians, because they know you won't play ball with their New World Order. They're trying to pacify you just long enough until you find out about it. But this new video I have, now, understand, I have video in Philadelphia in 2004 of Christians at an Outfest, a public event in the city, praying on a street corner and being arrested by Homeland Security and charged with 47 years in prison apiece. That got national attention, and they were acquitted. But it went to trial. Praying now, like China, gets you 47 years. So they try 47 years. But at least the police were solemn and businesslike in their criminal activities. This new one, everyone who sees it, I just showed it to my wife the other day, and I said, tell me what you think of this. She goes, oh, my God, they're like mafia out of a movie. I show it to everybody before they've ever heard my comments, and they say, oh, my God, it's like The Sopranos. You've got five or six 9/11 truthers standing in front of Ground Zero. It's Silverstein Properties, the new Building 7, and up walks, well, you see on camera three different cops, or really six plain clothes, in suits, in black trench coats, men announcing themselves as police officers. And they were commanding plainclothes officers later, so they must be officers. And they say, we know you're not terrorists, but we're going to say you are and put you in jail. I mean, this is on video with their faces up close. I mean, this is hardcore federal and state crimes being committed on video. And in fact, we have links to federal and state law. New York law, went and pulled it up. I contributed to this article as we were writing it Friday night. At midnight, we posted it about midnight. And I'm just proud of the fact we do work hard. You know, there's all these other truthers and other people out there that wonder why we're so successful at fighting the globalists. It's because we don't go to a lot of movies and a lot of bars and sit around and suck our thumbs all day. We're actually working all the time because we know how serious the New World Order is. And if other people want to help defeat the New World Order and take down the New World Order, you'll start getting involved and working hard, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's going to take. But here's the headline. New York police report bomb to frame activist as a terrorist. Let me say that again. New York City police on videotape report bomb. I mean, they call in a bomb to frame activist as terrorist. By the time the government finds out, you'll be in the hole 30 days. That's what the cop said. 9/11 truther is told by officer who admits to false accusation of having a bomb. That's coming up in the second hour. But first we'll go through the economy, the war, chemtrails, weather modification, Wall Street Journal. It's all coming up. Keep it locked in.
fire inside of your phonograph. Battle with gas to give you room to breathe through inadequate mask. Everybody in front.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. It is Sunday, the 29th of April, 2007. Can you believe that we are already about to enter the midway point of 2007? I mean, my God. It just seems like I'm just 15 years old yesterday. Now I'm this old man. All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment at 877-590-5525. Let me just get into this first, because on Thursday and Friday I mentioned it on my weekday show and never even covered it. And it is really, really important. This is the Wall Street Journal that I hold here in my hand. And the headline is Global Warming. Could global warming be halted by controlling the weather? And it says, frustrated with the limits of public policy to tackle global warming, some scientists say the time has come to engineer a way to control the weather. The idea might seem appealing, says a science scholar. And it goes on, one idea put forth by a physicist involved in climate control discussions would involve bombarding the Arctic atmosphere with specially engineered particles to deflect the sun's rays, thereby lowering temperatures. Alternatively, a fleet of crop-dusting airplanes could deliver the particles by flying continuously around the Arctic Circle. An astronomer suggested placing a huge fleet of mirrors in orbit to divert solar radiation. Some of these ideas, say Mr. Fleming, are reminiscent of the optimism that framed the first attempts at climate control. And then it goes on. Okay, let's just stop right there. Number one, they talk about frustration with the limits of public policy to tackle global warming. The Earth is always heating up and cooling down. All of the major studies show that a heating factor would actually increase the green belts across the planet, the growth belts, and create more oxygen and carbon dioxide for plankton in the oceans. A higher carbon dioxide atmosphere increases the amount of oxygen in a symbiotic relationship between plant and animal. I mean, I'm actually weird enough that I sit around reading long climate studies and studies on plant growth with higher carbon dioxide and things of this nature. And I actually read what the real scientists and real institutions are saying, and they're saying man-made global warming is a complete and total hoax. In fact, we have scientists unified on this, almost completely unified. But then on the other side, you hear the media, the UN, the federal government, European government saying, every scientist agrees, massive man-made global warming, the end is near. Then they show polar bears and saying, look at them, they can't swim, their ice cap is melting, they're going to die. I mean, I've seen national newscasts saying, look at these polar bears, they're going to die. They don't tell you as a polar bear can swim several hundred miles in a day. They literally can kill whales, medium-sized whales themselves, haul them up. They swim from ice flow to ice flow in the ice packs. That's what they do. In fact, there's a 20-year study out just last month. Polar bear populations have exploded, and they're now moving south because humans aren't hunting them anymore. That's right. They used to be several hundred miles further south, but humans started shooting them because they're quite dangerous. Now they aren't. They're running around in limp-wristed fashion, groveling. And now, again, grizzlies are killing people again. Mountain lions are. Polar bears are. Rattlesnakes are exploding in numbers. And everyone's ninnying and dying. And that's just how it works. So enjoy yourselves. But the point is, this is a fraud. Man-made global warming is a lie, is a fraud. Now, don't get me wrong. It's either you don't care about the environment or you think the sky is falling and only world government can save us. No, there are real environmental crises, hundreds of them, but none of those are addressed because the only thing the big corporations are pushing for is feel-good programs like a global tax. You see, all the environmentalists aren't out dealing with genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, really serious issues. No, instead, the general public is running around, pulling their hair out, freaking out, giving money to groups that are, quote, going to fight global warming, and now they're trying to pass laws to ban what cows can be fed because their flatulence, their methane gas. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, flatulence. For those that are public school educated, they're farts. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that in a second grade level, but that's what flatulence is. The methane gas, and we must have a global tax now on beef. Of course, you can do major studies. You can look at the major studies showing that there were actually more bovine running around on free range just 150 years ago globally than there are in domestication today. But that doesn't matter. It's all about taxing, regulating, controlling, and big agri is behind it all to consolidate and knock out the small farms and ranches, just like they're behind the Real ID Act, the Animal ID Act, the Premises ID Act. It's all about controlling humans and animals as cattle to be tracked. So setting the table with that, I remember a decade plus ago interviewing experts on weather control. and being called a kook. But then about, what, 5 years ago, there was a Weather Channel special called Atmospheres Weather Control, where they showed the classified documents where they in Vietnam during the dry season could make it rain 10 feet and kill a bunch of people. And then suddenly it was declassified 3 years ago completely, and I was able to then learn who the head of the program was. That was Ben Livingston, a meteorologist. This guy in the 50s flew into typhoons that were 260 miles an hour. He flew into hurricanes that were 175 miles an hour off our coast. And he attacked the Vietnamese leading squadrons himself while they were under sham missile attack. Either they can create hurricanes, they can stop hurricanes, they can knock out typhoons. That's just a Pacific hurricane. It's generally about 30-40% faster, more destructive. You know, those can get up to recorded 280 miles an hour. Hurricanes only 175 is about as high as they've ever gotten. But, again, I'm digressing here. Very brave individual, and he's credited as the father of weather weapons, still alive, lives out in Midland. And so I flew him here, you know, put him on an airplane, flew him here and interviewed him. That's up on PrisonPlanet.tv, Ben Livingston, for members that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day. Why not go join all 15 of my films, hundreds of special reports, hundreds of my weekly TV shows. The point is, it's a good place, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I interviewed him. He brought out all these documents and all these declassified documents. And oopsie, I might have seen some things that were still classified. But to make a long story short, then it got picked up by a bunch of newspapers, a bunch of national radio shows interviewed him. And in the mid-1960s, the Stanford Research Institute and the Naval Weapons Laboratory certified that he could knock out hurricanes with seven aircraft. That's because they have power cells that generate. And they can fly in with the ions and disperse them, the nuclei, with the aircraft and knock them out. And they can build them and they can knock them out. Now, that's 1960s technology. I have interviewed General Benton K. Parton, not just the former head of Air Force Weapons Development. He also headed up the Over-Horizon Radar System, known as HARP. I've interviewed other experts on the subject. And there are weather control systems with antennae. And that's why the Russians, you can hire their company for $1.2 million to clear any sky and guarantee any event will be clear. The Chinese have an even bigger system using antennas, which they clear things. In fact, that's Associated Press. China to force rain ahead of Olympics, the reverse, a few years ago. But point is, they talk about spraying. It's already going on. Remember up until 96, the condensation trails behind jets disappeared in minutes. Now they're up there for 5 hours. Well, we're already under a weather modification program. It's being added to the jet fuel. They're even putting it in federal textbooks now. But you tell the public about it, they say it doesn't exist. But then it's in textbooks. It's like world governments in textbooks, but then the general public doesn't know. If you tell them, they say it doesn't exist. We'll come back, take your calls, get into the war news. Stay with us.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. It is May 6, 2007. I'm going to go to your calls. Everybody that is patiently holding, from Bobby to Abilene to Steve in Los Angeles, California. The last caller I went to was up in Canada. All right. Big JFK news. The cover-up's been blown wide open. So is the 9/11 cover-up, but it hasn't collapsed as completely as JFK. But we will have black operators, black ops commanders who ran the attacks of 9/11 go public. Don't worry. Everything hidden will be revealed. Also, the BBC reports the EU and American Union are publicly merging. But again, the general public only knows how to suck their thumbs and not actually find out about that. All right, I'm being a little bit sarcastic there. All coming up. But I'm just now noticing it. I mean, people have always, when you're driving down Mopac or driving down I-35 or driving down a side street, and I was just out in Los Angeles, people were driving 10 times worse than the last time I was there. I've been driving in New York, all over. People are driving worse and worse and worse. They're driving like people drive in Mexico. But this isn't illegal aliens that are driving like this. I'll pull up next to the vehicles, not to have some road rage, but more scientifically to just analyze who it is. And it's soccer moms, old white guys, black people, Hispanics. I mean, it's just a cross-section of society. And used to about once every 2 or 3 weeks, and I used to drive even more than I do now. I used to do a lot of my own errands for my business. Now I have folks that do that. I'm just too busy. But I probably drive about half as much as I did in the past, and about every few weeks, every month or so, you'd be driving along and somebody wouldn't see you, right out of the blue would start coming over, and I was in a few wrecks in my life with people hitting me like that, or people rear-end you and don't stop. I mean, we've all been through it. And again, I'm not up here on a high horse like I'm the best driver, but compared to these people, I mean, it's like I'm an astronaut compared to a rhesus monkey or something, you know, back to the monkey analogy. I mean, it's, you know, those are those little, you know, foot tall cross-eyed monkeys that but walk around wearing diapers. But the point is that today I almost got hit going down William Cannon with my family. I am, like, luckily about 8 car lengths back. I'm going about 30 miles an hour. This person slows down to get over because there's cars in front of them and just violently cuts over to out of their lane to hit me, and I slam on the brakes. First, I looked in the mirror real fast, slammed on the brakes, and went into the other lane and almost hit another car, but I had room. And this soccer mom just went on driving like everything was fine. Now, this is why I'm reporting on this. Something has changed. Because this is happening every day now. And then I mentioned it to Trey and to Paul, who were in the control room. Paul's in there answering the phones. We don't screen the phones. He's just giving me your name, where you're calling from, what country or what state. And Trey is in there, you know, running things. And they just started exclaiming, oh, yeah, I mean, people rubberneck now like they never did before. They cut you off. Now, I mean, you'll be trying to get over. People will race to block you so you can't, and they'll smile at you like it's some personal power thing. And I don't understand why people think they get personal power out of screwing other people, because I let people in, you know, except maybe once a month if I'm late for work or something, which I normally not. And then even then I'll let people in because it's just too dangerous. I'd rather be late. Gentlemen, you want to comment on this? You got a mic in the studio there. I mean, why don't you comment on it, Trey?
The largest problem I have is just it's always someone in a new car, and I don't have a new car, and I'm sorry, I just can't afford to drive at the speeds that other people drive at.
Well, that's also because they think they're royal. But do you want to comment in there, Paul? There's only one mic. He's running around. Hey, you guys can come in here.
It's the cell phone and text messaging. I think that capital punishment should be put on those people that do that, especially text messaging.
Well, I mean, I'm guilty of using the phone, but they're brief phone calls when I'm going down a straightaway, and still I catch myself not driving as well. But, yeah, I mean, we all know about the women putting on the vector's cases every few months of a woman getting one of those, you know, eye color pencils jammed in their eye or face, and they're putting it on, or they're on the telephone. And, I mean, I've seen people on the phone literally going in and out of their lanes. It's like drunk driving. But at the same time, I don't want the government involved because they never make anything better. In fact, you don't see cops out there arresting people for reckless driving. Instead, they're writing tickets for the system or, you know, installing Lockheed Martin red light cameras.
And I see a lot of the racing towards the red light. Like here in Austin, you know when a light's going to be red.
And they'll get mad. If you start slowing down, they'll, like, violently cut out of the lane behind you to get around you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just cut. Then they'll cut me off to get in front of me to wait at the red light. And by the way, this thing with the cameras and the lights, I don't understand why we can afford to put cameras and lights, yet we can't afford to put the cameras and the lights that don't make you sit at a red light when no one's even there. I'm from Houston, and you don't sit at red lights in Houston like you do up here. It's just ridiculous. I've never wasted so much time.
Well, yeah, there's no synchronization, and the city enjoys it.
I don't understand it. I'm from Houston, and if you never ever have to stop at a red light for nobody, and I've sat at so many red lights for nobody in this town.
Yeah, some of these red lights are like 2 minutes, and it does seem like 30 minutes.
So it just upsets me that we can afford to write more, you know, put in devices that write more tickets, but we can't afford to put in devices that would increase the traffic flow instead of causing more accidents.
Well, few things irritate me, but this week, and understand, I literally turn down on average 5 interviews a day. In fact, Trey, you work part-time for me. You're in my office. I mean, I turn down, you know, clear channel stations, 50,000-watt stations, you name it. And because I'm so busy making films, I'm making one film, I'm producing another major film, and I'm consulting, and I'm doing all this other stuff, and I'm overseeing web stories, and I'm writing articles. I mean, no exaggeration, my average day is about 15 to 16 hours, some days 18 hours, because I love my work. I love fighting tyranny. But it's frustrating. I heard a local talk show here in Austin, I'm not going to say the station, and I'm driving along, and I think, you know, I'm busy. My kids are in the house. I only get to see them about 2 hours because I like to go home about 4, see them till about 6, and I go back to work. I have a double shift, really. And so I call at about 4:30 as I'm getting, you know, back to my house, and I sit in the parking lot for 15 minutes waiting for the call screener to go to me. And he goes, yeah, what's your name? And I said, oh, it's Alex. And automatically, oh, no, no, you're not going to come on. And I said, well, no, I just want to tell people. Because, I mean, I wanted to warn the public. I have this burning desire to let people know what's going on behind things. And I said, these red light cameras have been ruled to be uncivil and illegal. That is, they've been found civilly to have been thrown out in San Diego and just literally scores of other cities. And I happen to be somewhat of an expert on that because I've covered it a lot. And it's also, very, very dangerous. Lockheed Martin, the defense contractor, got caught in San Diego shortening yellow lights from 4 seconds to 2. And they got sued over it. And the city admitted it caused a bunch of fatalities and injuries because you really couldn't stop many of them. And also, if an officer isn't there writing the ticket, if an officer has to be there giving you the ticket, there has to be this person who's sworn in for the municipality or the county under state law who's empowered to do that. Lockheed was just giving people tickets, and each camera was making over $12 million a year, and they had scores of them in the city, and they made hundreds of millions for them. And the same thing they're doing now in some of the towns in Texas, where they actually shorten the lights, they hide the camera where you can't see them, which kills the whole point of it. They do it on the edge of town. It's about money, ladies and gentlemen, and it's dangerous. And it's, you know, that's why I'm on the radio, because I want to tell you that mercury in vaccines has caused autism to go from 1 in 25,000 people 24 years ago to 1 in 168, and that was 2 years numbers, CDC. Now it says below, you know, more than 1 in 150, the mercury brain damages you. I want to warn you that drug-immune TB is spreading everywhere and that the illegal aliens are carrying it, whether they're from Russia or Mexico. We're in red-level crisis. Your children are breathing it. When it happens, they quietly lock them up or quietly are on house arrest. Hundreds of Austinites are on it right now. I want to warn you, but most of the shows don't talk about real issues, folks, or when they do, you can't even get key info into them. Now, I know how to get past call screeners. You call and act really stupid, but I just won't do that. I'm not going to be dishonest. So I just thought I'd mention that, too. Now I've warned Austin and the rest of the country about the red light cameras. Don't believe me, though. Go research it for yourself. All right, I promise. We're going to come back and blitz through 5 phone calls on the board that we have time to get to. Then we'll start the next hour, get into JFK, 9/11, you name it. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. We'll be right back, and we don't screen your calls. You can call right in.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've had my little rants and covered some of the news. We'll get more into the illegal aliens and how they're being used by the New World Order to destroy U.S. sovereignty, exactly what the global crime syndicate wants, known as the Fortune 500. Getting rid of any competitors they have, and they see governments as their competitors. Governments are only used to rape the people as their modus operandi, as their mechanism. Right now, let's go to Kent in Deanville, Texas, and he wants to talk about charities. He says they're bad, like Meals on Wheels. In my experience, that's a good charity. I have no doubt a lot of these big charities are bad. Charity does start at home, so I may agree with him, but let's see where he's going with this. Go ahead.
Alex, you know me. Please bear with me for a minute here. You may be totally unaware that there are...
Well, Dean, when you say I know you, I mean, I know a lot of deans. I don't...
Well, no, Kent, it's you. Actually, your drug policy is based on my work on Access TV. Let's get to the subject, which is they're using your Christian generosity to grow the prison planet. Under the new rules, that meal that your generosity...
Well, wait, I mean, you say that you taught me everything I know about drug policy.
No. I mean, just part of your drug policy is based on...
I'm just trying to remember who you are. That's all.
I'm the cannabinoid expert that was that's been on Access TV for a long time.
I don't remember you now.
Well, that's okay. Listen, let me get you...
But I saw you. I'm sure I know who you are.
We've met a couple times in the studio. It's no big deal. Anyway, let me get to the point, is that they now count that meal or any sort of gift or anything as unearned income and is deducted from many of us who are, like, say, we're unfortunate enough to, like, lose pensions or something like that, or many elderly or many of these...
Oh, and then they try to take your house when you die.
They count... It's so... Their rules are so bizarre and stuff that they count like the same money twice and so on, and if you fail to report, if you commit, you know, it falls under perjury.
There's nothing
I'm,
left.
I'm actually your criticisms of the Aggie crowd they figured out how to get to me, and I'm
Aggie crowd. I'm really confused.
When you were discussing the bioweapons labs over there and stuff a week or so ago and stuff like that.
Well, that was in the news that the stuff got loose.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm just saying they're not a... They're not a nice bunch over there. They're attacking me right now. They're apparently going to make me one of their example cases on this.
Well, listen, sir, I really appreciate your call. Yeah, government red tape gets in the way of anybody doing good. And all over the nation, they're banning, quote, feeding the homeless. Now, let's get one thing straight. I don't like the drunk stumbling around in the middle of the street demanding money from people. That's one thing. But it's free speech. If I want to go to a park, say in Miami, or a park in upstate New York, or they've got some places, some cities in Texas where feeding the homeless is banned. And if I want to give somebody a sandwich, I should be able to do it. And then they have all those bureaucratic rules of, well, it could be a poison sandwich. That's what freedom is like. You can never keep everyone safe. And the government sells the public on, we're going to regulate everything in the name of safety, when in reality, the government's the last group you want to leave the control in the hands of, because it's such a big centralized bureaucracy, it'll never be able to administer it right. And that's on the good hand. On the bad hand, it's going to be tyrannical and do bad things to you. Now, that was a strange call, probably because I was bumbling about trying to figure out what the caller was talking about. But I appreciate your call, Kent in Deanville. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Maryland. And Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, so thank you very much for taking my call. I'm a proud member of DC911truth.org, and it's great to talk on your show.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, that's a district of criminals, District of Columbia, 9/11 Truth Group that goes out and demonstrates and exposes 9/11 as an inside job.
Yeah, that's right. We have a lot of really good members. There's people in that group, I swear, that do more in one day than I do in a month sometimes, but I try to help out. I heard you earlier on Officer Jack McLam talking about Greg Pound, and I tell you what, I remember you were talking about this a year or two ago, you know, the child, I call them child procurement services, and, you know, and I'm listening to you, and you have great credibility, because every time I doubt anything you say, every time I research it, it's probably as bad, if not worse, than what you say it is. And his website, did you get what his website is, Greg Pound?
Yeah, I've had Greg Pound on.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. All right.
Remember, this is what happens with callers. You know, we're kind of having a private discussion right now. You're kind of having a discussion about something else I said on another show today, and we need to fill folks in on what we're talking about.
Well, how the Child Protection Services uses
and the CPS worker that took his children has been convicted of falsifying the report, but they say, and a bunch of other children, but they say we don't care. That's one case in Florida where the neighbor's dog came over the fence, bit their child, they took it there, and they said, okay, we're taking all your children, and they took them, and then the lady that wrote the false report was convicted of falsifying over 30 other reports, and they don't care, and they say, we don't care, we're going to keep your kids, no due process. That's how America works now.
It's totally insane, but let me tell you, folks, you know, Alex Jones doesn't make anything up. I mean, this is the real deal. But the main reason I called is, I hear a lot of good information on shortwave alternative media, but what's your opinion of the United States citizenship versus a citizen of the United States of America, like the gold fringe flag?
Sure.
And the
none of it means anything. None of it means anything. That's real, and the global corporate government and its regional governorship of the District of Columbia incorporated and contract fraud and city incorporations, and the fact that everything's run under private international maritime jurisdiction, and that the government's totally illegitimate and it was taken over under total public declaration of seizure in 33 with a public executive order and declaration. Now, again, they're announcing to the public in the Washington Post 2 days ago. I mentioned that earlier. So they don't care. They have brainwashed forces that believe they're serving America who will go out in their black Ringwraith Darth Vader outfits and enforce it. And so you can explain to them that you're a state citizen and you've taken yourself out of the District of Columbia and you're no longer under its incorporation in Puerto Rico and Guam. And again, you're talking to, I mean, the chairman of the committees don't know where Iraq is on a map, sir. They don't know what a Shiite or a Sunni is or what a Persian versus a Saud is. And so, I mean, when the committee chairman don't know, and of course the big corporations know, they've got all the people with 180 IQs and 200 IQs and, you know, huge private Merc forces, and they just go in and write the legislation, and the congressmen are busy, you know, having fun with their hookers and their private ski resorts, and they're just running around all being paid off publicly, and we've been totally taken over. And so you've got mechanized, scientifically focused global corporations. Again, 46 of the biggest economies are corporations. bigger than most governments, totally taken over. They've combined forces like the Legion of Doom to rule over us. And you try to tell the general public about a private corporation running the U.S., you might as well be talking space language to them. You might as well be talking Arcturian to them, man. They have no idea what you're even talking about. That's why when somebody calls in about something, I go, hey, we're doing all this Patriot shorthand stuff, and I do it too. We've got to tell people what we're talking about in common sense terms. Like people jump on me all the time because I'll talk about pirate radio. And they email me going, it's not pirate, it's micro, and it's not hurting licensed stations. And yeah, that's all true and great. But the general public isn't going to know what I'm talking about till I say the word pirate radio and then combine it with the term micro. So, I mean, and again, I don't even put that much forethought into it. I've just learned a little bit of communication skills. But maybe I'm not good at communicating. Half the time I'm at a restaurant and I say what I want to order, and the wait staff, let me be politically correct, I don't want to say waitress, won't even understand what I'm saying. So maybe it's my fault. Let's jam one more in. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Kansas. Then we'll go to Craig, Amy, and others. Mike, we're not in Kansas anymore, but you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Here's a kind of a documented, forgotten piece of history you might find interesting on ABC News 2020 in the 70s. They documented a land development in Arkansas, and they were interviewing some people who went there, and they claimed they signed some papers that they hadn't read and ended up losing everything they had, homes, cars, businesses, they own businesses.
Well, that happens all the time. I mean,
Wait a minute. And they even claimed they lost their identities as they had no records within government files, such as driver's license, marriage certificates, and they claimed that all they were left with was their Bibles. Anyway, to make a long story short, I had went there because I had forgotten about the show. And anyway, I wrote a paper on my experience, and I was wondering if I could tell you what the name of it was and where you could find it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's called Clinton Bush Connection to Warrantless Wiretapping and the CIA Exposed, and it's on BreakingWire.com.
All right, good plug. What else is on your mind?
Well, I think this is pretty important because I thought it would tie it in with what you and Nick Begich were talking about.
Sure, but I'll have to go read the paper.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to...
Well, tell us about it. Go ahead.
Well, it's hard to explain because...
Yeah, I figured. That's the problem. All this stuff is complex. I understand. All right, look, I'm going to come back and get into the rebellion against tyranny in China. I'm also going to get into the poll. Congress's approval rating is as low as Bush's. That's good news, by the way. Also, billions missing in Iraq, U.S. study finds. Talk about the fox guard in the hen house. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.